Our topic for today is 5 top tips for entrepreneurial success. And why do I like this arena? Well, number one, the author of this article, because entrepreneurship applies to, somebody who's an Uber driver today. Do you get that? Entrepreneurship can look 100,000 different ways. There's endless different ways it can look. We just happen to be in network marketing, and that happens to be one of the ways. But the article, this article is written by Dan Anderson, and he is actually a CEO of a global entrepreneurship training organization and direct selling company. So he's been a lifetime entrepreneur, but he understands networking, you know, in a terrific way because he's part of one, right? He's an enthusiastic networker, and he's more than competent to give us advice in this arena. So, but whether you're in network marketing or real estate or starting from scratch your own business in any arena, if you're planning on entrepreneurship, there's certain fundamental principles that hold true if you want to excel at it. So let's take a look at 5 core tips for being great in your entrepreneurship as they apply to Manatech and network marketing as well. Number one is fall in love. And I talk about this a lot to people because I have a lot of people, my church and around me and all my endeavors. I do all my charitable work. I do a lot of work in, you know, with underprivileged kids and things like that. And they love to talk to Mary Jo because, you know, they've either been told by somebody or when they introduce me, it's always about my success in business and being an entrepreneur. So they love to ask questions. These big eyes look at you and ask these simple questions. And one of my first things I tell kids, whether they're 5 years old or 10 years old or whatever, I tell them, find something you love. Fall in love with what you want to do. Because what's important is that if you're going to be spending the most of your life doing it, don't you want to be in love with it? I mean, why do you want to be miserable? I look at people that take jobs and they go, well, Mary Jo, this is a higher paying job. It wasn't exactly what I wanted to do, but the pay was better. And I go, stop it. That's my first response. Stop it. why are we chasing dollars instead of our passion? I mean, when you start doing that, guess what? You deserve to be miserable because you're choosing to be. So, and I know there's some instances where just to make ends meet, maybe on a temporary basis, but then look at the job and just say, or the entrepreneurship or whatever you're doing, it's just go, I'm going to do it temporarily. But and it's really job, that we're looking at job markets now. Because when you choose entrepreneurship, you're choosing, you know, how many of you chose Manatech or Manatech chose you, right? We're choosing it for an extended period of time. You know, some people start and stop. You can look at their life and they started and stopped 1,000 times. And some of you on this call may be going, Mary Jo, that's my story of my life. And I can share with you, you know, I've stopped and started a lot of times, but, you know, everything I've done, I've fallen in love with what I do. It just means I get bored easily perhaps because I love so many different things. So, you know, so whether it's, you know, being in a gigantic law firm, I got bored there because I didn't like the ethics necessarily. And, you know, working 60 hours a week, you really want to, 70 hours a week, you really want to, you know, you want to feel like you're situated in the right place. I love corporate America because it was power. I mean, there's a lot of power there, but the corruptness just got even worse. It was like jumping out of the frying pan in the fire. So I changed there. Then I started my own business. I bought a business in San Antonio, and I started running that. That was a blast, again, in the business arena, owning a business because what? I like leverage. I don't want to get paid for 40 hours. I figured that out really soon in my life. I want to get paid for 440 hours or 4,040 hours. That's why you own your own business. You become entrepreneurial. You know, hung up my shingle, started practicing on my own. I bought another business in Dallas, you know, and then eventually ended up in network marketing because of my dad. But a lot of variety in my life because I tended to get bored. In fact, Manatech was the first thing I ever worked at. This is a good stat for you guys. First time Mary Jo ever worked at a specific, you know, quote-unquote job or business for more than 3 years. And I've been in with Manatech now 20. That's crazy. isn't it? It's crazy. It's almost like, but you want to find something you love, and I fell in love with it. One of the reasons my core love, you know, passionate. How does passion start? Well, my passion started with Mantic because of my dad's incredible results. But you want to find something you're really passionate about because that drives you. Then it overcomes a lot of the downside that we always will go through no matter what environment we're in. It's called LIFE, life. There are ups and there's downs. And so recognizing that's going to happen no matter where I am, I want to be in love with what I'm doing because that will help me overcome the downside. So you find something direct selling as a business model. To me, I just think it's an unbelievable opportunity. One of the main reasons I love it so much, there are many of them, but anyone can do it. And, you know, everything else I've done in life, no one else really. I mean, how many people could be, you know, vice president, general counsel of a multi-billion-dollar company? Not very many when you look around and look at the literal hundreds of millions of people in the United States. There aren't very many that would qualify to do that job. There are not very many who could go out and buy a $10 million business. There aren't very many that can hang out a shingle and practice law just at the drop of a hat and create income out of air, right? There are, you know, but here I landed in something that really anybody can do, anyone. There's no constraints. So it's about anybody. So I fell in love with the model because it was truly something where I could bring people along with me. I could help other people besides through my legal services or through me making money helping others. I could help people by helping them make money and building their lives and creating greatness in their lives. So it's an unbelievable opportunity. So I always talk about it being the best opportunity for anyone, whether they have a formal education or not. You know, but definitely if they don't have a formal education, it's the best opportunity. Unlimited upside, and we know that because it's just about your own commitment and perseverance. Those are the only things holding you back. If you look at yourself today, okay, Mary Jo, if I have unlimited upside and I've been working at this for 10 years, how come I'm not making more money? And I'm going to say, look in a mirror and do some self-evaluation. I'll also tell you to get a good mentor because that person is going to help you see things that you're not seeing. Because I believe if you really saw them, perhaps you would be doing things differently. Or you just need to have a little carrot hanging out there, a bigger why, because some of us just don't have a big enough why. We're making enough money over here that it doesn't matter whether NASDAQ works for us or, you know, we justify. I love it when people tell me, oh, Mary Jo, I'm not chasing money. I go, I'm not chasing money either. Money's chasing me, and that's a better way of looking at it. If I work really hard and I give everything all I have, money will chase me, and that's a much better position to be in than chasing money because most of us, our values aren't based on making a lot of money. My values are based on what all the things I want to do, and they require money. So it's a wonderful blessing for money to chase me, right? And if I work really hard, it chases me. I don't have to worry about it. I don't worry about what's in the bank. So you have to look at it, change your thinking around that. So, but we love to rationalize because we go to get out the Bible and say, you can't have the Lord as your master and money, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going, oh, my gosh. We just love to come up with excuses. No one's asking you to chase money. Everybody's asking you to be the best you can be and help others. And I can make the greatest contribution in this world if I have resources to do it as well as my own 40 hours a week, right? It gives me other resources like foundation and mission work and all the things I get to do because there's money there to do them, right? And I get to love what I do, right? That's another thing. Unlimited upside. So again, unlimited upside for anyone. It's just you got to get unstuck. Four skills in the skill set to set you free. And we know that. That's one of the beautiful things about network marketing. Eric Worries, you know, and the four skill sets we teach every single Saturday. We do a Saturday training. For those of you who are on them, kudos to you. For those not, make the shift. Be on those Saturday trainings. We have once a month at corporate headquarters, and you can do it live no matter where you are. But develop those four skill sets. And if you still don't have them, if you look at yourself and you're not an expert in each of those four skills, I'm going to suggest that's your next job. Focus on one of them at a time. Become an expert and watch how your business accelerates. The only way to be successful is to help others achieve success. That's one of the absolute incredible blessings of the network marketing model, is that just you achieve success by helping others. That's not necessarily true in other models, but it's truly true in this one. And income is not tied to your daily activity. It's tied to your entire organization. So as long as you're out there making other people successful, and that's one of the beauties, again, of the distinctions of corporate America versus network marketing, right? Direct selling as a business model is phenomenal, because I can look around and I can say, wow, you know, for me to be successful, I need to bring along these five people. When I look at corporate America and there's only two vice presidents and 10 people apply for the job, guess what happens? 8 people fail. Yeah. In network marketing, there's no limit to the numbers of people who can be successful. It's unlimited. It's absolutely unlimited. There aren't just one position at gold executive. I could have 100 gold executives in my downline. Wouldn't that be a blessing? And then 100 more. There's not a limitation to it. So it's an unlimited supply of people who can be successful in network marketing. And my income is not tied to my activity. It's tied to the activity of my entire organization. So how cool is that? So the whole concept is, you want to make income just 40 hours a week, or you want to make income off of a little bit of income off of 2,000 people's 40 hours a week. That's where the distinction's drawn. That's what makes direct selling so great, and many other things as well. Secondly, maybe you're passionate about health, and of course, we can all fall in love with Ambertose. Everybody I know that's ever taken it falls in love with Ambertose, right? So I have so many people that's why our consumers, average length of consumers in this company are 9.5 years, because people fall in love with the product. And they're not necessarily falling in love with the product, they're falling in love with what the product does for them. And I still look at myself, you know, 63 years old and running around like I'm 18. I feel like I did when I was 18. No aches or pains in my body, and that's after 3 days and working in the garden as well. I planted a whole vineyard this weekend and ivy everywhere up and down my hillside. I mean, I was out there 8 hours, 2 days in a row. And you know what? I don't have any aches or pains. Something to be said for that at this stage of life, right? It's really crazy. But we fall in love with the products, and it's these products are products you can fall in love with. You can actually really admire what this company has done and the history of this company in building a product like Ambertose. And then looking at all the science and the hundreds of patents we have, the validated studies, independent third-party validation, and how the company's overcome all odds. I mean, everything that's transpired in our history. I just did a historical review of the company, and just the fact that we survived the Texas AG and some of that stuff in those middle years is just amazing, because most companies don't live. You can look at company after company after company that has been shut down because of some kind of, you know, attack by, you know, medical professionals or doctors out there that, you know, heal, claim, mitigate, you know, those kind of claims, heal, treat, mitigate claims being made. But Manitech survived. But the real reason it survived is because the product worked. And the products make a huge difference in people's lives. And then the exciting news, our science is taught in med schools everywhere, too. And we see all the scientific validation. You know, every time I go and check out and do a Google search, I invariably come up with another article on glycobiology, which is exciting because it hits the news a lot. This isn't something that's, you know, not even heard of, which is where it was when I first started. But today it's happening all over the world. People are understanding the critical nature of these glyconutrients and how they impact the body and can help with sicknesses around the world. So we have this phenomenal health aspect of it you can fall in love with. And the mission, that's the other thing. We can fall in love with mission, support children around the world. We know M5M is one of our favorites, and we'd love to talk about the differences we make. And if you're not involved in other mission work or, you know, limited other mission work, you are in a mission every single day of your life as you do Manitech. As you reach out there, you're involved in the mission field. May not be the same as, you know, my travels to Brazil and New York City and all over the place, and I know a lot of you do the same thing. You love to go on mission trips. You know what it is? It's still a mission. It's a big mission. It's a huge mission that we have, and it's a life and death mission that we have. So being a part of that is also something to fall in love with. So there are lots of reasons to fall in love with Manitech, right, and be passionate about what Manitech's doing. And the important thing, too, is that why do we want to make sure we fall in love? Because we want to make sure we're enjoying every day. Because, you know, every day that we're doing something, it's critical for excelling. And we know that we're going to have ups and downs in everything that we do. So if you're in love with it, guess what happens? The ups and downs are just part of the nature of the beast. You know, it's just like, how about relationships? Anyone married, have a spouse, are there ups and downs to that? Absolutely. There are ups and downs to everything in our life. But when you're in love with something, you have this level of commitment to it that you can take the bad with the good. So if you believe in what you're doing, you'll provide you. That's what the drive is, what provides you the motivation, the energy to get her done. So being in love with something is really important, and you want to believe, you know, I look at my husband, for instance, when he comes home from work, and how many years has this been? We've been married 26 years, and I can tell you, there have to be at least 2 or 3 days a week out of 5 that he comes home and he talks about things breaking down at the computers or the management not doing certain things right or the company this or the company. And I just, you know, and I just think, wow, you know, well, I wouldn't want to come home grumpy and crabby every day of my life. And Manitek doesn't let me do that. Number one, I get to stay home every day of my life. I don't even have to leave. And I have the creature comforts of having a cat on my lap. If I choose, I can take a break when I want to. If I want to get mad at something, I can only get mad at myself. I mean, you can get mad at Manitek for things, and people like to do that because they're stuck in the job mentality. But the reality is, it's up to me. Entrepreneurship is about you. I can make all the difference in the world. It's not about Manitek. No matter what Manitek does, I can choose to be successful. So to be in love, that means I get to enjoy what I do every day of my life. And that's what entrepreneurship, that's what Manitek allows me to do, and being an entrepreneur allows me to do. So find something you love. And as I said, there are plenty of reasons to love Manitek, and there are plenty of reasons why you want to make sure you're in love, because that's what's going to set you free from so much of the trials and tribulations and the upsetness, just because you're going to have downsides in everything you do. But when you're in love with what you're doing, guess what? Those downsides are a lot shallower, and they're easy to overcome because you get back to focusing on your love. Be real is the second point he makes in terms of being successful in entrepreneurship. You have to be real. And this is really critical, especially in network marketing, because we have a lot of people that go out there and sell junk. You have friends of yours that are selling junk, perhaps, in other network marketing companies. And some of them don't even know better, so I'm not saying they're being disingenuous, but a lot of them are being disingenuous. They're selling stuff and dumping it on people, even though they know they don't need it. It's artificial. It's synthetic. It doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. It's all for the sake of one thing, making money. When you do Manitek, that's not true. I mean, that's the fun thing about doing Manitek. I love it every day of my life because I can go up to anybody, anywhere, anytime, and know that I can help enhance their lives by offering them a better way, better products, better health, weight, fat loss, better skin. I mean, we have so many great products that are really beneficial to the human body that we have an opportunity to help everybody and anyone. But so integrity is really important. But integrity doesn't start and stop just with the products. We have a highly integrous company when it comes to the products and constructing the products and building those products, what they mean for you. They're all real food, and I love that. Being real, be real means we want real food as well, right? But it also means you being integrous, and that means you don't oversell. And I don't even, I'm a person that's out there, and I want to solve people's problems. That's what I am. I'm a solution monger, and that's how I view myself out there. I don't view myself as a salesman. I view myself as a solution monger. So I want to go out and find people and that are having issues and problems and help them. And do they always say yes? No. Just like the woman who called me on Good Friday, and she said, Mary Jo, I'm ready. And I was like, 1 year later? No, I didn't say that. But, you know, because I'm true to who I am. She doesn't see Mary Jo waffle or waver or do anything different than what she does, right? And there's something to be said for that. When people can trust you and believe in you, if they can't trust you, it's hard for them to believe in what you're doing. You're not going to attract people to you. So maybe that's something that some of you need to look at for yourself and say, where am I not consistent in my behavior? Where am I not standing in integrity? Where am I wishy-washy in what I really believe in? And start putting a stake in the ground in that, because that's what people are looking for. They're looking for somebody who's solid as a rock. They're looking for somebody who they can go to, who they can befriend, who can support them in making a difference in their life. You know, so you want to make sure that you have high level of integrity. They want to be able to trust you, and you want to be transparent. So when people go, well, Mary Jo, these products work for everybody, I said, absolutely not. I said, you know, there are people out there that take the products and they don't see a difference and they get frustrated and they quit. I said, sometimes they don't give it a long enough time. Sometimes there's something else going on in their body, whether it's, you know, poor diet or drugs or other things that might not open the floodgates for them to see the differences they're looking for. So I'm transparent. And I said, one of the benefits of Manatech is having a 6-month money-back guarantee. But you should know that the average length of time our customers stay on the products is 9.5 years. So notice the transparency about things that you go, well, I would never tell anyone that, or I wouldn't be negative, or I wouldn't say. It's not negative, it's being honest. Transparency is honesty. But you can follow honesty with other honesty that really offsets what you just said. So be transparent in your actions. People want to hear you say those kind of things. Because if all you're doing is touting how this is the miracle cure for everything, first and foremost, you're breaking the law, because we can't use the word cure, heal, mitigate, right? But secondly, you're perhaps overstating the case, because not everyone's going to have the same response. So make sure integrity and transparent, circle those words, because I think sometimes we fall out of compliance with those, and those are critical. It's critical for us to be successful, because we're, in order to be successful in entrepreneurship, you need to have people follow you. And people follow you based on your integrity, right, in your transparency, so they get to know you. Next, second is give more than you get. And I love that, brought back memories to me about a great book I read years ago called The Go-Giver by Bob Berg. If you haven't read that one, it's a great one. And this is perfect for Mary Jo, because when I went through that value exercise, what's my most important core value of all the core values that we have, mine came down to contribution. So I'm the ultimate giver. I want to give as much as I can. I love it. I do incredible stuff at my church for people that's just way outside the box. But it's about giving. It's about showing up for people. Add value to people's lives. As if you build a great reputation, it will go before you. And that's exactly what happens. People then can look at you and trust you. They know what you stand for. You can become an image. They go, I want to be more like this person, right? You'll start attracting other people. And that's what you want to do in Manatech as well. I mean, you want to attract people to you. You're looking for partners and you're looking for customers. And by, you know, giving more than you get, by reaching out, and sometimes relationships start by us just, you know, somebody, we plan on going over to somebody's house and introduce Manatech to them, and in the meantime, they're having a garage sale this Saturday, so they can't meet up with you, and instead of going, okay, so how's Sunday look, or Monday, you go, you know what, I have some free hours, so how about if I just stop by and help support you in your garage sale? And you're thinking to yourself, how many of you would even think of doing that? But that's what I'm saying here. Is go give. In your process of giving and giving and giving, people are attracted to you because they see your heart so golden. But we get so busy with our own lives and we just go, I don't have time to do that, or I can't do this, or I can't do this, I can't, I won't, I can't. And I go, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? Let me look at your day. If I sat down with any one of you and looked at 24 hours a day for 7 days a week, do you think I could find some time? I guarantee you. We always have time. It's just TV, or it's sports, or it's like sleeping in, or it's, you know, I mean, we just have so many other things on our agenda, things that, look at your day and just look at my day. Am I totally productive 8 hours a day, every day? No. In fact, most of us aren't even productive maybe 4 or 5 or 6 hours a day, maybe. But so we have plenty of time to contribute to other people. So become a great contributor. Entrepreneurship is a team sport, okay? And that's what we have to keep in mind. To build a team, which is required in order to be successful in our business, you need to build relationships with people, and you need to build a team relationship. That's why we focus so much on leadership skills in our network marketing practice, because it is about building a team and building leaders. Good leaders build other good leaders. So work on it that way. Build your team. And then in Mother Teresa's wise words, she says, I can do things you cannot. You can do things I cannot. And together, we can do great things. And that's the big compliment about we all fit. We fit in a world where if we just use each other's expertise and knowledge and skill sets together, you know, 1 + 1 = 3 or 2 + 2 = 7. That's the kind of, you know, acceleration we have and multiplication we have in terms of just grouping together. So you're much stronger as a team than you are as an individual. So look around and say, who am I building on my team? And some of you are going, Mary Jo, I don't have anyone on my team. And I go, got it. So it's time to go find some team players. So how do you do that? You go out and you build relationships, right? You build relationships with people. Find some people in your group. Say, let's do this together. And some of you go, well, they don't want to do network marketing. And I go, well, no, everybody doesn't want to do network marketing. They still have a huge sphere of influence. So why not just build it with a referral basis? And watch what happens when people start getting a check and start being successful. It's kind of intriguing how that works as an incentive. But be real. Tap in those people. Number three, work, work, work. Entrepreneurship requires a lot of work. Every single thing I've ever done in my life, entrepreneurial. I mean, I remember sometimes like when I bought my first business in San Antonio and I moved down to San Antonio and I would leave the job maybe at 3-4 in the morning and I'd get back there at 8 o'clock. Or 9 o'clock, and it was work, work, work. I mean, I put in endless hours. Of course, I was a little used to a lot of hours being a lawyer in a law firm because we used to spend a lot of time at that, too. But this was inordinate because it was my baby, just like your Manatech business is your baby. It's your baby. You own it. You have ownership over your business. So you can choose because you don't have a boss. You can choose to work, 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 or you can choose not to work. That's the choice you make, and that's one of the problems with network marketing. People who don't exhibit discipline will not be successful, and it's just a given fact because it takes a lot of work. When I first started doing Manatech, I sat down and I go, okay, I better do this. Well, what helped me was, of course, you've heard this story, is watching somebody walk across stage that could hardly speak English from Arkansas, and he was doing some unusual maneuvers with his body on stage, which were, like, crazy. But when he broke in English, kind of didn't have any clue how he got there, I really did look from the audience and say, if he can do this, I can do this. That made me absolutely sure I was going to be presidential director. Never, no doubt in my mind. That did it. That capped it for me. So, but even before that, I would still get up every morning. I'd take a shower. I might, you know, put on some lazy clothes instead of, I wouldn't be in my pajamas, but I wouldn't be getting dressed up. And I'd go to the office, quote unquote, which at times in my early stages meant my desk sitting in the living room because I had lots of kids I was raising, none of which were mine. But, I mean, I would find my desk in my living room, and that was my desk, and I would get to work. And I would work, 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 and I'd go out and meet people, and I'd go to Office Depot, and I'd hang out in weird places to find people, and I would do all sorts of crazy things. But it was work, work, work. It was work, 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 work. No one stopped me from work, 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 work. And I built it like it was an 8-hour day job, and it actually became about a 12-hour a day job. And so my husband put a kibosh on that and said, you better get your own phone because I'm sick and tired of our home phone being that blah, blah, blah. So I got my own number. And so it gradually, as I built, it grew and grew and grew. But truly, I remember Kevin Robbins doing a presentation once where he said he was on stage and he was like, I don't think it was like at a manifest, maybe at a local event here. And he said, you know, network marketing is like this. It's work, 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 money. Work, 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 money, money. Work, 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 money, money, money. Work, 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 money, 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 money. Work, work, money, 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 money. And that's exactly what I call the work curve in network marketing. If you put in a lot of work up front, you work, 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 you're going to get very little money, right? Let's say your first month. You work, 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 and you might end up with a check. If you're selling bundles and you're finagling the system, you might end up with a check for $1,000. But most people might get $25 or $30 or $50. Work, 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 right? So you do the next month. You do the same thing. And every single month, you put in work, 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 work. And you do it over and over and over again. And sometimes you feel like you're hitting your head against a wall. But that's what makes this business happen. And the money keeps growing. If you continue the level of work, the money keeps growing until finally you don't have to work as hard as you did in the early stages, and the money keeps growing anyway because you set an example for others and everybody else underneath you is doing what you did. You set the drive there. So that's what it's about. That's our story of network marketing. There really is no substitute for hard work, and that's true in any entrepreneurship thing. You lead by example, set the example, and others around you will what? They'll credit you and they'll catch the commitment. Focus your efforts on activities that really make a difference. In other words, don't focus your activities. I know some people love to read books, Mary Jo. I love to go to conventions. Hey, fall in love with talking to people. Fall in love with meeting people. Fall in love with talking to people everywhere you go. Then you get the phone calls a year later, like I did on Friday. I just out of the blue, somebody called and said, I'm ready to get started. A year later. Really? You get this? That doesn't happen because it happens because I'm out there talking to people, and you never know who your next phone call is going to be. You never know when that person's finally going to be motivated to do something. But when they are, you're there for them because you've been consistent, you've been real, you've been committed, you've been all these things. They see you that you're all in. You're not, you know, waffling and wavering. They're not watching you drink Diet Cokes and eat candy bars at church or in the community. You're committed. You're committed to health and you're committed to helping people. So they see that consistent personality, their realness, your integrity, your work ethic. You know what? They're ready. They want to match up with you. So there's no substitute for hard work. Lead by example, set the example, and focus on those activities, you know, that really make a difference and make you money, which is we know what they are. It's out there building relationships with people. Where can I build relationships today? After you get off this call today, you should already have lined up. What am I doing today to build relationship with people, right? We want to involve everybody we know. Every opportunity we get, we want to share. We want to have our cards ready. We want to give it to people. That happens to me all the time. People are asking questions about. I was at church on Friday night. I went to Lydia's church. She started a new church, which is awesome. It's a real great story. But anyway, so I went there with her for the Good Friday services. And there was a woman in front of us sitting in front of us. We got there early because we were saving some seats. And she started talking to me, and we had a great share. And she said, Mary Jo, could I have your card? Do you have a card? Right. I just met her, Connie. Right. Isn't that cool? It doesn't matter wherever you are. But you talk about other people. You ask them questions. You get to know them and how you can help. What can you do to help them? So cool, cool, cool. So it's focus your activities. Always be thinking about how I can meet new people, share with them, how can I support them, what I can do to help them, and watch what happens. Incredible. And that's your number one thing. Focus on others. Focus on activities that drive you around people. Steve Jobs, and have a plan. You know, you want to have a plan. I mean, as you get really big, my plan is in terms of just supporting people in my organization, all the structured things that I do. And then I go out and I just, you know, I do lifestyle marketing. And plus Lydia and I, every weekend, we pick out some activities around town and go enjoy that, whether it's art fair, garden fairs, whatever it is that excites me because I want to be excited before I get there. I don't want to be going to a gun show or something that wouldn't excite me. I want to do things that would excite me. So I pick things out that are really exhilarating to me so I know I'm going to be in a great frame of mind just because of where I am. I know we went to one food store shop or something like that, and it was everything was deep fried, and I thought, this is not a comfortable place for me. This is not a place where I can really prospect very well because I'm so nauseous over just the environment I'm in. So think about that as well. But always do those activities. No distractions. Have a plan. Plan your life. When I first starting my business or really taking off in that regard, I had set that I would do prospecting, just pure prospecting, at least 4 to 6 hours a day. That's a lot of time to put into prospecting. So you want to know how to grow your business? Make that kind of commitment. See what happens. See what happens. You'll grow your business. So have a plan. Stick to it. Steve Jobs says, I'm convinced that about half of what separates the successful entrepreneurs from the non-successful ones is pure perseverance. That is huge, right? In fact, sometimes they compare the modern-day entrepreneur to the gold prospector of yore. You know, the gold prospectors, the ones that were most successful. Number one, were there a few lucky? Of course. But the majority of them, you know, they chipped away with that their hammer, I mean, over and over through tons and tons of different areas before they finally found gold. So, I mean, it just took a diligence. You never knew what you were going to strike. And that's true about network marketing. You know that? We go out there, we don't know we're going to strike. We don't know if we're going to find somebody. We don't know if someone's going to say yes, but we do it over and over again because we know it's what produces results. So it's about continuous behavior, notwithstanding no guarantee on what's going to happen and what it's going to create. We just know that what we're doing is we're out there to help other people and make a difference in their lives. Number four, think outside the box. You must have vision. Think bigger, right? Think bigger, think better, think smarter, think without limits, all these things. And one of the big characteristics he talked about is that when you think outside the box, what are we really doing? We're thinking about changing, because outside the box means it's different from what you're doing today. So he got into embrace change, and I just cracked up because I was thinking, you know, we just did a whole Monday call about how do you fall in love with change, right? And some of you just were squirming through that entire call because you're people that say, well, I don't like change. Well, if you don't like change, I don't know where you go in life. My brain doesn't even function. It can't think of not liking change because change to me is everything. It's what I do. I'm in a constant evolving process, changing. No matter what it is, it could be my backyard, my front yard, it could be whatever it is, my life, my mission work, I love change. I also like stability. I like stability. I have the same husband I've had for 25 years, 26 years. I mean, so there's a sense of stability in some of those things. So it's not about changing all those kind of things, but it is about being ready to adopt change and accept change because it's going to happen whether we like it or not. So we need to go where there's some level of uncertainty in our entrepreneurial business. Never, it's because you're going places you've never been before. Just like going from regional in our past, but let's talk about it in our current situation. Let's going from silver director to executive, and then to presidential. Those are places you've never been to in your past for many of you. So you better be ready to embrace change because there are different requirements. I mean, some people go, well, then I have to lead people. I go, yeah, what's wrong with becoming a great leader? I mean, what's wrong with that? It's a beautiful place to be in. Don't you want to influence and impact people's lives everywhere? I do. I want to impact and influence lives everywhere. Everywhere. I want every person that ever gets in contact with me to be influenced by me in some way, shape, or form. Hopefully, good ways, right? I want them to be influenced. I want to have an impact on people everywhere. So set that as a goal. Every one of you, and some of you go, wow, Mary Jo, you have so much to offer, and blah, blah, blah. And I go, you do too. Every one of you on this call today has tons to offer other people. You're just not putting the value on it. So change your self-perception. That's what's holding you back. You have a tremendous, I mean, every one of you has a caring heart. That in and of alone puts you light years ahead of a lot of people in this world. So you have a lot to share with people. So you want to make sure that you're out there and you're getting outside your comfort zone and you make an impact because you want to lead. And in order to lead, you've got to change. You've got to embrace change. You've got to grow. You've got to become better at your, you know, each level. You're going to see different leadership characteristics. That's one of the things, you know, some people asked me early on, you know, I mentioned earlier today in the call that Manitech's the first job, quote-unquote, or entrepreneurial endeavor that I've been associated with, where I stayed longer than 3 years. So did Mary Jo love change? Absolutely. I got bored with things in the past. So they would bore me. 3 years in the law firm was boring. It was boring. I mean, good money, undeniably, but it really it started dragging. There are things I didn't like about it, and it was just kind of dragging. I jumped into corporate America. Wow. Jumped in owning my own business. That was another. Each one of those steps, you know, went on archaeological digs for about 6 years or three, yeah, 6 years and that, you know, just as an interim. I mean, I've tried so many different, I've done so many different things in my life. It's crazy, but it's like, you know, my experiences in my job and my work arena, typically 3 years was the max with anything. So why did Manatech, why did I house here? Because I embrace change. I mean, my life changes every time. Manatech changes. There's this constant evolution and constant changes and constant things that are happening around me. And Manatech has provided me the opportunity to become to start my own foundation and do a lot of buying real estate. So now I'm a real estate investor. I have my own charitable organization I've had for about 10 years now. I mean, a lot of great things have transpired because of Manatech. But Manatech is a mainstay in my life because it's ever-evolving, and because part of it is it changes me. I mean, I've changed. Each level of leadership caused me to require new skill sets to be developed that I needed to have. So we want to always be ready for change. And so that's what we're going. Build your – the last step is besides think outside the box, embracing change is going to be build your skills and network, and that's what we talked about as well. Skills and competence are the key to success. So if you really want to excel as an entrepreneur, it's imperative you learn all you can and keep learning. So how do you do that? Well, number one, you guys are on this call every Monday. Many of you are just diligent being on this call every Monday, and I just give you kudos for that. Prayerfully, I'm serving you in a way that supports you with learning and growing. And, of course, I'm such an avid book reader. I mean, that's another thing you can choose to do. But, of course, I do so much of that, and I share those new books with you on this call as well from time to time. So it's about you delving in, not just being exposed to people that you honor, you respect, that give you, feed your soul and feed your mind and open your eyes to things that, you know, help you move forward in a more direct way, but also reading books, going out there and committing to reading books. I probably read 2 to 3 books a month, and I love that because when I sit down at night, my husband likes to watch TV. I don't like TV, but he wants me there, so that's where I do. I read books. I do all sorts of other things that keep my mind busy because my mind's important. I want to keep it. I look at my mind as a garden. I want to keep watering it and fertilizing it and growing it because otherwise it'll stagnate and die. So that's my direction for my life, and I don't think that'll ever end with me because I just love reading new things and learning new things and growing. So that's what you want to do. You want to be in that same position of just committing. How can I grow? How can I be better? There are a lot of great courses out there, too. I mean, one of my greatest growing adventures was going through the Clemmer work, and many of you have done the same thing. Self-development courses that just open your eyes to something new and different. And I can't even begin to tell you how many times I've taught and trained on principles I learned out of the Clemmer work. I mean, there's just so many victim responsible. I mean, that could go leadership quadrants, personality quadrants, all these things. I learned so much. I didn't have that knowledge base walking into Clemmer, and that just opened my eyes to so many things. So, and I still have my book from my first master associate training, so I have all my notes and where I got angry because, you know, change sometimes creates anger because we're frustrated. It's like we don't believe it because it's new to us and it sounds like a foreign language until we really totally understand it. And but that's good, too, because emotion evokes change in us. And I think it's healthy to have an emotional reaction. And I sometimes when people get feisty with me, I'm joyful about that. I mean, I was on a call with a woman last week. I was doing a coaching call, and she got angry with me. And I enjoyed that because I know I hit a button when somebody gets angry with me. Usually when people get angry, they're fighting with themselves internally. Did you know that? It's kind of a cool thing. It sounds like they're mad at you, but really they're getting angry because there's something in their belief system or in their knowledge base that's inconsistent with what's happening, so they're angry about that. But they have a chance to walk away and think that through. But if you wouldn't have struck that chord, would they have ever found that place inside them that has this internal inconsistency? Well, I don't know. So it doesn't bother me. I'm kind of, in fact, I rather evoke emotions than have somebody emotionless. I'm not a people pleaser. I'm a people changer. That big difference. So, but then that includes me. So I live by the rule of learning and keeping doing courses, and, you know, and especially today, I think it's more true today than ever about our growth, because it's not just about our personal growth and reading great books out there, because there are massive numbers of awesome, you know, classics that you want to have read and learn from. But the other thing is that our world is changing so rapidly. And some of you just go, well, I don't even want to deal with technology, or I don't want to deal. I don't know how you do life without dealing with some of those things. And one of the reasons a lot of that is important to me is because I care to interact with everyone. I've got kids in their 20s and 30s. I got grandchildren in their teens. If I'm going to be active and dynamic in their lives, I need to understand their language. I need to understand what they're going through, and that's important to me. So I make a commitment in that regard as well. So keep next on it was, as I mentioned, is vital to focus on activities that make you money, and these are always having to do with your skill set. So that's critical. I mean, for us to make sure our skill sets, we really want to continue to always invest in being better. What am I building around my skill set? And you can find, you know, courses online and all over the place that you might want to take to continue to grow. Going to the national conventions in network marketing, like the ANMP and those kind of things, are really healthy too, because that's where you become aware of what successful people are doing. And some of it, you know, sometimes I'll sit back at those kind of conferences and I'll go through two or three speakers and think that, you know, well, what did I really pick out from that? But when I go back at my notes, I always find one or two nuggets there that I just am not focusing on enough. I mean, we can look at things that people say and say, oh, I'm fully aware of that. But the reality is we might be aware of it, but are we applying it? That's the most important thing. Awareness is one step. Application is a whole other step. So when are we going to start applying some of the things? I really believe a lot of you have been listening to my calls for years, and if you've applied everything I've trained, you guys would be off the charts. You'd be multimillionaires today. And I'm not saying Mary Jo has this depth of knowledge. It's because I read so many books and I give you all that information, and I would love to have you be multimillionaire. I'd love for everybody on Mary Jo's Monday Morning Call to become Platinum Presidentials. That would be so awesome. That would be so rewarding to me. But I also love your commitment to Manatech. So, but it's just, how do we step up and be a little bit better? How do we step up and make a difference? I just challenge you to hit that next rank up. Set your goals. Get out there and do that. And then if you're also serious about building skill sets and everything, you want to also, you know, find a mentor. You know, there are great articles out there about mentorship that are really about, you know, finding people in your life. And some people go, well, Mary Jo, you're my mentor. I'm on your call every Monday. And I go, I get that. And that's not a bad thing. But there is, when you talk about mentorship, mentors are really people that get really personal with you. And I know I tend to do that in some of my commentary that I have on my Monday call. But I don't know you as a person, and I can't give you advice on a personal level about your business because I'm not involved in your life. Does that make sense? And that's what mentorship does. So going out there and finding a mentor that can really support you is a big item. And I'm just going to give you 10 reasons to have a mentor. Mentors provide information and knowledge. Benjamin Franklin said, tell me and I forget, teach me and I may remember, involve me and I learn. So they provide you information, knowledge. Number two, mentors can see where we need to improve, where we often cannot. So that means they see more of our faults than we would like to. And that's the way we grow, because they're brutally honest. Three, mentors find ways to stimulate our personal and professional growth. So they'll provide you opportunities to create yourself in a way that you have never done before. Number four, mentors offer encouragement and help keep us going. So they're going to stoke you and poke you when you're in the doldrums and maybe thinking of giving up or whatever. They're there to support you, to keep you going no matter what comes your way. Mentors are disciplinarians, number five, that create necessary boundaries that you can't set for yourself. So they challenge you when it comes to self-motivation and self-discipline, right? It's not always about upline. It's about somebody outside of your upline that may be in your life as a mentor. So I'm finding that mentor. Six, mentors are sounding boards. You can bounce ideas off of them. Seven, mentors are trusted advisors, because, you know, in the world of business, you want to make sure you have a trusted advisor. Number 8 is mentors can be connectors. A mentor can provide access to those within your industry, connect you. Number 9, mentors have the experience you can learn from to prevent making the same mistakes beginners make. And we do a lot of that. Sometimes we fall back in network marketing and we're almost like square one. We want to continue to grow, you know, grow and get better. And finally, number 10, mentors are free, which makes them priceless in more ways than one. So mentorship is good to have one of those in your life. So that highly suggests you get one of those. So once you've built up all your skills, and let me close with this, you don't want to hide your light under a bushel. Let people know that you're competent. Networking is the key to your success. So you want to be speaking to as many people as possible, and you'll be on your way to succeed. Dan Anderson says, at the end of his article, he said, if there's anything that sums me up, it is that I passionately believe in the potential inside people. Anything that someone else has done, you can do also. In fundamental terms, there's no difference between you and other people. The hardware is all the same. The only thing you need is a key to unlock that latent potential. I believe all of you are platinum presidentials in the make. So it's time to unlock that latent potential. All right, everybody. Have a great week. Love you guys. Hope this touched you in some way. Any questions, comments?
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Martha. Thank you for the call again and all this great information. Have you ever listened to Lance Wallnau? And if so, what did you get from his teaching?
He's awesome. He's incredible. Yeah, I mean, you can grow immensely by Lance Wallnau. And I met Lance Wallnau at a Clemmer event. So funny you would ask me. I was just going to a Clemmer event to support some other people because I'd already been through the Clemmer work. And I was at not championship workshop, but the first level. I don't even remember what it is. But I was at one of the first level classes and I was sitting down next to this guy, and we started chatting. And so I looked at him, and I said, so who are you? And he said, oh, my name's Lance Wallnau. That's how I met. I had no idea who he was. You could have told me he was Dan White, and I would have known that his name meant nothing to me at that time of my life, but it was an incredible meetup. So we had, you can imagine our interchange through the class. I mean, it was pretty much fun from that time forward. So, but yeah, I have a lot of respect for him. He has tremendous work and of course is, Christian based and really does help with leadership skills in a huge way. Because he believes everybody's a leader inside. God created us in his likeness, all right? So we're all leaders internally. So, yeah, but there's a lot to be learned. So I highly, highly recommend Lance Wallnau's work. Yeah.
Have you followed any of his programs or anything like that?
I haven't done anything. I think I bought one of them. He was at a manifest one time, I believe, and I bought some of his materials, but I didn't pursue that. I didn't go any further. So.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You bet. You bet. Anyone else? Okay, everybody, have a great week. Let's go out there and make a difference. Don't forget to close out business period 3 and see you all at Manifest. I'll see you next Monday first, though. We got a few more Mondays to go before Manifest. Love you guys. Bye, everyone.